Before the message today, I just want to briefly mention for those who haven't been paying attention that warfare in the Middle East has entered a more crucial, unprecedented stage. That's for the first time in history, Iran, known biblically, of course, as Persia, launched a massive drone and missile strike yesterday against Israel. That strike was officially in retaliation for Israel's missile strike against the Iranian consulate in Damascus, Syria, earlier this month, which killed 7 military officers, one of which was a top commander in Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard, Brigadier General Mohammad Zahidi. American network media is reporting damage from yesterday's attack to be minimal, with over 100 kamikaze drones and missiles allegedly being intercepted and shot down by Israeli air defenses in combination with, they were aided by American jets dispatched from the USS Eisenhower, which has been moved to the Red Sea. While at the same time, though, foreign news sources are reporting that the Israeli air base in the Negev, from which Israel launched its attack against the Iranian consulate, was severely damaged in this attack. That was one of their main targets. Various foreign sources were also predicting Friday that Syria, the Houthis in Yemen, and the Hezbollah in Lebanon would join in this attack, but so far that doesn't appear to have taken place. However, where this goes from here is up to Israel, and or perhaps to the U.S., which supplies Israel with virtually all of its weaponry. If Israel now launches a major counterattack directly on Iranian soil, which is likely, I think it's possible that that the regional warfare that many have feared in that area may well follow, which would probably also involve Turkey, which is really the most powerful military in the region, which would probably take to the side of Iran and against NATO, Russia may well as well. So last October, remember when Netanyahu pulled his defenses from the border wall with Hamas, and Hamas first launched his surprise attack there against Israel, purportedly killing 1,200 Israelis and taking several hostages. I mentioned then that may quite possibly signal the loosing of the second seal, Revelation 6, that would result in global warfare there, a peace taken from the earth. That may well still be true. Cooler heads don't seem to prevail these days. There are, I don't think, any cooler heads in Washington, D.C. The American Empire, along with its proxies in Ukraine and Israel, are warmongers. So we'll see where all this ends up going. As for me, between the so-called dispensational Christian Zionists, like John Hagee and many others like him, who unconditionally support Israel's campaign of genocide against Gaza, or the Christian nationalist stooges like Charlie Kirk and those whose faith is in Donald Trump and the American political system for deliverance, between those two, or the amillennial Christian preterists like Chuck Baldwin, who see no prophetic significance in any of this, I don't know who of those three is more foolish. I mean, it's an assembly of fools. We'll see in days to come where all this is going, but we should all be prepared for the worst, I think, as we've talked about in other messages. So then, now for today's message. For today's message, we'll be going first to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and then to Isaiah chapter 5.